in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave. Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
So glad I got you to lean on. number one quartet station in the world, the NFI.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Amen. It's now 14, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Very pleasant good morning. It's a great day to be alive. Why? Because it sure could have been another way. This is another new day the Lord has let us live to see it, and we're so glad, and that's why we're rejoicing, being so thrilled about it. You just heard some great and inspiring gospel music to get us started off this morning. And our script, the New Testament book of Matthew, Matthew 7th chapter and the 7th verse. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. The word of God today for us, the children of God, God's word is already blessed. And my friends, on the word of God today, a thought would be, ask with expectation, for we have a right to believe. My friends, as Jesus taught, he shared words of encouragement. Jesus informed his followers to ask with expectation, declaring that what they asked for, they would receive. They were to ask with belief. And in my conclusion today, my friends, our prayer lives are to be filled with expectation. The Lord has given us a commitment. He has and he will respond to our request. And finally, my friends, we should ask knowing God has promised to respond. Lord, we thank you for your word today, and we pray that we won't only be hearers, but that we may be doers likewise.
I'd like to tell you a little something just before you go. Some people ask me, they say, "No, leader, where did it all start from?" And this is what I tell you. I said, my mama told me that it happened way over there. And it's that way over there. she said, but until that day, I'm just gonna cling.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave!
Send a revival on.
Send a revival.
Send a
very pleasant good morning. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where you can listen to the best in spiritual and gospel music 12 hours a day now. That's right, from 8 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. every day. Nothing but the best in spiritual and gospel music. We thank you for locking us in this morning. And my friends, if you would like to give us a call here at the station, it's just as easy as dialing 347-215-8049 or 919-210-3679. You may want to get a request in, or you may just want to chat for a little bit. Pick up that telephone. Give us a call. We're standing by, and we're ready to talk to you. Just pick it up and give us a call, huh? Amen. We're going to get ready now for the bottom of the hour station ID, and then when we come back, my friend, we're going to bring you some music from those Canton spirituals out of Canton, Mississippi. Choo! I'm the old one, the old CCCB. Translated, y'all know me, the old Chatham County Country Boy.
Mondays through Sundays, 13 hours a day, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Radio Network. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy, host of the morning show.
And I'm the anointed one, taking you into the noonday drive, keeping it live from 11 to 2 on the NFI.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Catch the wave on the
You can listen anywhere in the world by going to NFIRadio.com. Catch the wave. It's a God thing.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
You know, in my lifetime, I've met a lot of brilliant men, men that could do anything, very smart. But listen, if you will.
No.
that said he was. You need to hold to his hand. Nobody but God's unchanging hand.
Joy that overflows. I close me in your armor as I walk the shield of faith. Lord, here are my strong foes. My heart will not fail. With your word as my weapon, I know victory is near. I've won.
I've won. The victory has come.
Though the enemy still
makes
his presence
known, he fought the battle. That one. He fought the battle, and I won. Oh. You ought to tell somebody, my doctor thought he knew how to do it, but he couldn't do it. God fought my battle, I won. Can somebody lift your hand and say, I've won? Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Very pleasant good morning. It's now 15 minutes until the hour. Once again, you are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Sending the program out this morning in its entirety, as always, to all the sick, the shut-in, to all the bereaved families. And just know we here at NFI Radio Gospel Network, we love you, and we're praying for you, and we pray that God would just continue to lift you up and bless you real good. Just heard.
We're taking gorgeous music to another level right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one gorgeous station in the world. Join the Chatham County Country Boy with the morning show.
I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy. I ain't got nothing but love for you. And we're going on up to the top of the hour, brothers. Very pleasant good morning. We love you. Choo, choo.
Watch us where we go. From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Coming to you live from the NFI studio in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Somebody left this morning on the morning train.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave.
Swing wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
May I speak to Maggie, please?
Do me.
How you doing, sugar?
All right.
God is good.
Yes, who is this?
I'm one of the grandmothers of the little girl that you got to fight with yesterday.
So?
And you slammed
her. I didn't get to fight with her.
You
was tripping up on behind my granddaughter from the star up in the back, and I wasn't from that. You and nobody else star up with no night. I didn't get to fight with none of them.
Now listen to me, sugar. Just let me talk for a minute.
I'm going to let you talk, man. You're going to listen at me.
All right, now. Hold on now. Hold on. Now, my grandbaby don't bother nobody.
Who is your grandbaby?
But one of the girls you slapped. Well, just let me finish now.
Who is your grandbaby?
Wait, 1 second. Just hold on, sugar.
I'm holding. But I want to know who is your grandbaby
hold
out here.
Just hold on, sugar. Here. You put a scratch on my grandbaby arm, and my grandbaby ain't never did nothing to nobody.
I ain't going to get to them children.
Let me tell you something.
I didn't get to them children.
Baby, I love to fight.
I didn't even get up to your children. And me too. Now, ask anybody at that school that I tested, I'm one of them girls. Because the professor hold me when he let me.
Baby,
I didn't test down one of them children. If they say I tested you, I come to school Monday and prove it.
Don't you make me come over there.
Come on.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
I told you I didn't test down one of them children because they ain't engaged. Get close to me. Them children,
what?
Way down there ain't that gate down there.
Me and my church member.
I'm a church member just like you. Don't put your church member in this here, baby. You might be bad, baby, but you got your mask. Now you can come over down here now.
We going to do a pray by.
I could mend my staff and pray to you.
You by your house and throw some of them little green Bibles at
you.
You
can throw anything you want in my house, baby. You don't even know where I stay.
Lord, help this woman. She
no, you need to help your children.
We talking about you. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Your child was slipping up behind my granddaughter in my car with a knife.
Maylee.
Don't tell me nothing because you don't know your child like I do. You don't even know your own daughter like I do.
Maylee.
I've been knowing them children.
Maylee, do you got a son named Monroe?
I sure will. Hey, Ma. Ma, don't make me mad here. What? Ma. What? Hey, girl. Don't be doing that, D. Yeah, well, y'all finna have my finna this month. Don't play me. Nah, Ma, I'll call you in a minute.
Let me
tell y'all something now.
Talk
to the phone. Uh-huh. I don't cuff. But see, y'all done run my blood pressure up now because I thought y'all done over good. I'm ready to fight now.
You ain't saved like they say you is.
I'm sorry, y'all hear what I said. Now I'm finna go get my grandbaby and I'll be in Birmingham in the next, about the next hour or two. And y'all be at the chop.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. In HD2, come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
13 minutes past the hour, you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your station for the best in spiritual and gospel music that you'll hear anywhere around the world. The morning show is now on the air. I'm your host, the old Chatham County Country Boy. And following us every morning, we'll be on from 8 until 11 o'clock a.m. And then from 11 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., you can catch the Anointed One. He will bring you more great and inspiring gospel music. And then from 2 o'clock p.m. until station airtime is off at 8 o'clock p.m., you can still hear the best in spiritual and gospel music. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, but it's all gospel. Amen. We just heard some great and inspiring gospel music to get this hour started off. Amen. Once again, we're sending the program out this morning, as always, to all the sick, the shut-in, to all the bereaved families out there. And just know that we love you here at NFI Radio Gospel Network. If we can do anything to make your day more comfortable or more enjoyable, just give us a call here. You may want to call in for a request, or you might just want to call in and chat with us here. The number you can dial is 347-215-8049 or 919 210-3679. We'd like to hear these phones start ringing, letting us know you're listening. Huh? Let us know you're listening. Amen. To all of our friends out there in Radio Land, let us know you're listening, and we'll be more than happy to give you a shout-out and to give you a play your song on the air. Getting back now to great and inspiring gospel music.
Sometimes no food in the kitchen, but she still had joy. She would go set the table. Somehow she knew God was able. I could see her on her knees. Sometime late at night, she'd get up and say, boy, don't worry, everything is all right.
Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the waves 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Catch the wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. It's a wave thing, playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Michelle. Be sure to tune in every Monday through Sunday from 2 to 5 on the Evening Drive on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Hi, Thurlin Kearney here, CEO of the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Certainly want to thank those of you who attended the three-day class session on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week for the NFI radio and television production classes. And certainly we salute all of you that finish out the training to have hands-on experience for video and radio production, as well as editing for television and radio. And those of you, we want to let you all know we do have two out of the class session will be joining the NFI Radio Gospel Network. So stay tuned and listen in for our new radio host that will be joining the NFI team. Oh, we are excited about it, and they are excited about it. And you can listen in for more great gospel artists and groups around the world and our radio host that will bring you the music. Once again, we certainly salute those of you that went through the three-day training class for video and radio production classes, as well as for television production. I want to remind those of you, be sure don't miss each Friday night for the NFI television broadcast on Time Warner Cable 22 for the number one top 10 video countdown of the month. We'll be back with you right after the Chatham County Country Boy. I'll be with you at 11 a.m. Stay tuned right here on the number one quartet station in the world. Somebody help me out. Come on, somebody. Coming to you from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello, somebody.
NHD2. Call in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Lord, we the Lord laid his hand on me. He picked me up and he turned me all around. Back around, help me say.
Good morning. It's now 15 minutes until the hour. The time is just moving right along when you're having a good time. You're listening to The Morning Show, heard every day right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy, your host. Y'all know me. Amen. And we just heard great and inspiring gospel music. You say, well, I'd like to listen to the NFI Radio while I'm riding around in my car. Well, you can. Just dial 347-215-8049. It's just as easy as that. And you can listen on your mobile phone while you're riding down the highways. We're getting ready to close out this set. We're going to bring you some music.
you ready to worship a risen Savior today, we will bless his name at all times. Come on, put your hands on it like this. I will bless the Lord at all times and give praises, shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel, as long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. Father, we come to bless you in the good times or the bad. We come to magnify your name. Come on, let's do it together. Say, I will bless.
Should've lost my mind.
Hallelujah. God, you've been so faithful. You've been so kind. Let's testify one more time, y'all. Say, I should have been dead.
I should have been dead.
But you've been better than good to me. I wish you would sing it like you meant it today. Tell them, I should have lost my mind.
So good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I really should have lost my mind. Some of you have gone through some stuff this year, in the middle of a global pandemic, in the middle of social unrest, you should have lost your mind. But thank God for the peace of God. Oh my God, thank God. Oh my God, for Jesus, you should have been dead. There are some of you who shouldn't even be watching this stream right now. You know the truth. I don't know your testimony. You know the car accident should have killed you. You know cancer should have taken you out of here. You had all the odds stacked against you, but you're still here by the grace. It's not because you're good. It's because he has been better. Better than good to me. And for that I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy, his holy name. He has done great things. That's why my hands can't go down, because he has done great things. That's why my mouth is open today, because you have done great things. So today my responsibility is to bless his holy. His holy name. Open up your mouth. Come on. Fill your rooms. Fill your houses. Fill your apartments. Open up your mouth. Wherever you, if you're watching in your car, open up your mouth to this amazing God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
but he let me live on. That's why I can say all the time.
All the time.
Material things, how they come and go. Ooh. Now money is fine, cars and houses too. Y'all, I made up in my mind to stick with the law, because
I'd rather have
anything, anything known to man. Yeah, with this gift of music, it was said to me that you can have the world in your hands. Ooh. Now everything that glitters is a gold. Tell me, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I can't speak for nobody else but
the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, it's always something getting ready to happen spiritually for a blessing. When the enemy always tries to step in to hinder you to receive a word from the Lord, you best believe it's the enemy trying to keep you from receiving it. But the devil is a liar, and he is already defeated. We're proclaiming it in the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for holding on. Let's welcome back this awesome preacher, teacher, man of God out of Silas City, North Carolina, Pastor Cecil Wilson. Good morning, Pastor.
God, good morning. Good morning. God is good. Amen. Amen. Pastor's right. Amen. That's, you know, that's when the enemy, you know, and I pray that the people, that's right, press their way. Paul said you got to press your way to a high mark. And when stuff like that happens, don't give up. Don't just immediately say, well, I guess it ain't going to work today. Good. I'm going on to something else. No, you got to be hungry for it so bad that you're going to hold out. That's right. And you won't give up and be praying. That's right. In season, out of season. Well, today is Communion Sunday. Get your sacraments together and your elements, and we will consecrate them immediately following the morning message. Today, we're going to the New Testament, the book of John, the third chapter and the third verse, John 3:3. Amen. Amen. We don't give up. That's right. That's right. The enemy have already been defeated. Amen. The victory is ours. Somebody shout Jesus. Somebody shout in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we come now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, anoint. Hallelujah. Everything we're using. God, and bind the enemy in the name of Jesus and release nothing but the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Go through the airways. Hallelujah. In every way that you can touch, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Somebody need a word from the Lord, and that word the enemy is trying to stop, but he's been defeated, and your word of Almighty God shall go forth and shall not fall on deaf ears. It's going to fall on an open heart, a willing spirit in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Somebody ought to be claiming, all right, somebody ought to be shouting their victory right now, because your breakthrough has already come. Amen. John, the third chapter and the third verse, it reads, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, slipping in, didn't want his other brothers to know that he had to come to Jesus and talk. He didn't want them to know it because he's supposed to have been such the expert. So he slipped in by night to talk to Jesus. The second verse said the same came to Jesus by night and said unto Jesus, Rabbi, teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that you have been doing that thou doest except God is with you. And the third verse, Jesus answered the Pharisee back, answered Nicodemus back, and said unto Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. From that scripture, the third verse, John 3:3, Jesus answered Nicodemus and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I want to use for a subject, your spirit must believe and be born again. So you see now why the enemy is hard on trying to stop this mess, because somebody's going to be born again. Somebody's going to be delivered. Somebody's eyes going to be open to the inspired word of God. Somebody's getting their breakthrough. And this scripture is telling us this morning, your spirit must believe and be born again. What you mean, must spirit be born again? Nicodemus had the same question. Let's continue. But what is a Pharisee? A Pharisee then it was a member of an ancient Jewish sect. It was distinguished. They had strict observance of traditional. Sounds familiar? Oh, they observe everything traditional and anything of the traditional law. of their interpretation and the way they thought it should be. That's what they went by and didn't want to recognize anything Jesus was bringing that was different from what they had already believed in. Sounds familiar? And who the Pharisees were, a group of men who felt like they had superior knowledge. Self-righteous is what they would be called today. And they often contradicted their own stuff. A lot of the stuff they didn't even go by it themselves. So they would be called a hypocrite. The Pharisees believed in resurrection, but they believed in following their legal traditions because there were a lot of legal experts. Just like today. Look at who's running stuff. A lot of lawyers are the politicians. So, and were also, these Pharisees were known as legal experts. And so they were Pharisees, and so they had a problem with Jesus. So Nicodemus going to slip by night, didn't want the rest of his group to know, and he comes and said, listen, Rabbi, you said something earlier today about a man got to be born again. I'm trying to get some understanding. But I don't want the rest of them to know I'm asking you a question because we're supposed to be the experts. And so let's dive into our scripture today. But notice now that I do talk a lot about church folk, and it's because I'm more concerned about the folk who've been in church, what they call all their life, holding these top positions, just like the Pharisees, and participating in everything in the church, call themselves the experts, sit in the amen corners, want to run everything, and feel like you are nothing and will never know what they know and cannot ever come up to their standards. It's good and wonderful that they've been in church, holding the offices, great. Somebody need to do it. But that does not make their works. That's what the Bible called works. They just get an A or excellent for participation. But guess what? That works does not get them into heaven. It doesn't qualify you for heaven. Uh-oh. Wait a minute, preacher. What you mean? I've been doing all these good works all these years. You mean to tell me it didn't count? It counted as good works. And yes, it's important for good works. And yes, it's good for someone to work in the church. Does not qualify you for heaven. As a matter of fact, depending on how you treated people along the way, depending on how you treated them, why you did the church work, whether you even coming close to heaven. Did you turn your nose up at them? Certain folks weren't good enough for you? Did you stop them from participating? In other words, the scripture said, woe to he that scatter my sheep. And also, in all that works and everything you did you really ever actually accept Jesus as your Lord? Well, did you? Did you really? I know you went back and old folks scared you at the morning bench and come down there in revival, but have you ever, once you got really to mature spiritually and to know what you're talking about, have you ever gone back and really accepted Jesus as your Lord? Look at how many times in our scripture now, we're going to John the 3rd chapter, and let's back it up to the very first verse of this chapter. Look at how many times we heard the word believe. Notice how many times you're going to hear the word or the phrase born again or from above or heaven. Notice this. So why did Jesus have to tell the Pharisee or tell Nicodemus that they have to be born again? Because Adam sinned, he and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. Human being lost fellowship and the righteousness with God. They no longer were in right standing with God. They lost the fellowship with him. Remember, he put the cherubims at the entrance of the Garden of Eden and forbid them even come back in it. So they lost access to the Garden of Eden, lost access to heaven. And so let's look at our passage of scripture of how our spirit, remember now, we are a spirit that is housed in a mortal fleshly body for us to use to walk and operate on this earth. And when this fleshly body is dissolved, our spirit goes back up to heaven from whence it came. And one day, those who died in Christ, those who died believing and knowing the Lord, those who were born again, whose spirit were born again, the Bible said when Jesus returned, the dead in Christ will rise first. What? And going to connect back, the spirit connects back with the, whether the body, the body would have been decayed and went back to dust. But that's what's called a resurrection. It's going to resurrect that body right back. And this time, the body's going to be prepared to live eternally. Stay with me now. John, the third chapter and the first verse. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who come from God, but no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with them. And Jesus replied, Verily, verily, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Now, that original in the Greek was, it said, unless they are born from above. And that's what was confusing Nicodemus, because what he heard was what was born from above. The King James writer translated that until born again. The fourth verse, how can someone be born again, Nicodemus asked, when they are old? Surely they cannot go back and re-enter a second time into their mother's womb and then come back out and be born again. Jesus in the fifth verse said, no, that's not what I'm talking about. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. So he's talking about your spirit have got to be born again or born from above. Why? Because when Adam sinned and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, when they lost fellowship, what happened? They experienced spiritual death. And so their spirit could not connect again. And so what God is doing, because he's so just, he's sent his son Jesus to the cross to pay the penalty, the ransom, to pay the rent. Like somebody holding hostage, man with held hostage, he sent Jesus as the ransom, the money, the bag, the ransom, the suitcase, the briefcase full of what the hostage always want. And Jesus was that ransom to pay to get mankind back. And when he did that, then God said, okay, now man has to be, his spirit has to be reborn again now, because now I got to bring it right back into a right standing under my grace and my mercy. And all you have to do is simple this time. Don't have to do any works. It's just believe in Jesus as the Son of God and believe that he died on the cross and believe, that's right, and accept him now as your Lord and Savior. That's just your rebirth of your spirit. And let's continue. In the fifth verse, he said, no one can enter unless they're born of water and of the Spirit. And the flesh gives birth to flesh. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. See, God is a spirit, and we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so, therefore, our spirit can connect with God back and forth, because we're spirit can know spirit. Seventh verse, you should not be surprised at my saying, Jesus said. After all, you and your boys supposed to be legal experts of the word and know so much. You should not be surprised. But it says you, everybody, must be born again. All of you. That's right. Even you and your brothers, everybody, should be born again. Should be born again. Born again of the Spirit. And that's what you should be doing. And so Jesus is telling him, you got to be born from above. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. You notice that? People say, well, I saw the wind. No, you didn't see the wind. You saw the evidence of the wind when you saw the curtain blow, or you saw the trees, limbs, the leaves blowing, but you didn't see the wind itself. So it is, Jesus said, so it's with everyone to be born of the Spirit. What's this Spirit now? The capital S-P-I-R-I-T, Spirit, Holy Spirit. Let's continue the name. And Nicodemus, legal expert, he's still asking questions. Good. And we should search and get the understanding today. He said, how can this be? And it says, you are Israel's teacher. Jesus told him. So you've been going around, you're teaching. You all call yourself the expert, and you do not know or understand these things. Just like in the church today, you the deacons, deaconess, officers of the church, ask some simple questions about what is salvation. Young people come and ask you, and a lot of them got a hard time explaining it. First thing they're going to say is, well, you got to come and join the church. Nowhere in the Bible says you belong to a church to go to heaven. Nicodemus, I'm telling you the same thing. I'm telling you, church, today, you must be born again of the Spirit. And verily, truly, I tell you, Jesus said in the 11th verse, we speak of what we know, what we have seen, but still you people do not accept your own or accept our testimony. I have spoken to you. This is Jesus talking now. Of earthly things, and you do not believe. I've been telling you these things. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things, and I'm talking about some earthly things, and you won't even believe me? And, you know, church people is hard, especially when they hold certain positions. You can't tell them anything. They feel like, and first of all, they feel like, how do you know? And they've been in church all their life, so they call. So what? Just because you show up for work and go in there and punch the clock doesn't mean that you actually are working. You can go in there and do like a whole lot of them, do hide all day and faking and don't really put out any work. But you, yes, you have punched in. Let me continue. The 13th verse, no one has gone into heaven, Jesus saying there, except the one who came from heaven, the Son of man. They were talking to the Son of Man, talking to Jesus, the one who came from heaven. And continued, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up or exalted, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. You see now with the John 3:16 is coming about. You got it on you. You have it on your T-shirts and bumper stickers. But yeah, what did the scripture say before you got to John 3:16? Now we understand the context of it. Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only and begotten Son, that whosoever said believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life or everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. Check that out. Stop using Jesus to condemn people that you don't like or to condemn people that you want to put beneath you. Stop using Jesus. The scripture says here, he didn't come and his Father God didn't even send him to condemn the world, but to save the world through Jesus. How? You must be born again. Your spirit got to believe in this Jesus. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, the 18th verse says. If you believe in him, you are not condemned. Stop letting other folks condemn you. You are worthy. But it says, but whoever, this Jesus talking, whoever does not believe stands condemned. If you don't believe, yeah, then they can go ahead and condemn you because you already condemned already. You see? Because you have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. You see what salvation is? Salvation is not putting on white dresses and three-piece suits and doing all this stuff. That's good. That's good words. But you must believe. And that 19th verse, this is the verdict. This is the verdict. Now, is presenting the verdict. What is it? That this is the conclusion, that light has come into the world, but the people love darkness so much instead of the light because their deeds were evil. So everyone who does evil hates the light. That's why they try to slip out at night, wait till 11 o'clock at night to get dressed. And you say, when the way you going? Oh, we can really go to the club. At 11 o'clock at night, oh, it don't open to about 11 or 12 because they got to wait till the night. And we're not coming to the light for fear that the deeds will be exposed. They don't like the light. You know how it is. We all did it too. And you out there at night and weekends and stuff, whatever you do, you're going to slip around the back of the building, whatever. Why? Because you don't want like, somebody to drive up on the car with some headlight. Oh, you ducking because you don't want the light because the light will expose. And the 21st verse, the last verse of the chapter. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. And now we see that your spirit is born again and had a rebirth. It has to be rebirthed. And now you need, after you have been born again, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. After you've done this, now this is what you have to do. This is what the church misses out. They think that once they do that one step, that's it. Now you need to crucify your flesh. Remember the Bible says you got to crucify him daily, that flesh daily. You got to, because it's a constant fight. That's what's going on. That's why you praying for a breakthrough. Breakthrough of what? Breakthrough of the war between your flesh and your spirit man that's inside of you. It's a constant battle. One is saying good, other is saying evil. And you are caught in the middle. And it's just a constant battle in between. And you need a breakthrough to overcome the flesh man that was in there, that entered when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. You got to be born again. Now you got to crucify your flesh. How you do it? Well, you got to start with your ways. You got to start working on the ways that need to be changed. Some ways are good and some are bad. You know the difference. And if you want to, you know, you got to start eating differently. Your eating habits. Got to eat more for healthy things. Sometimes you got to change your friends or so-called friends, change your environment, who you hang around with. And sometimes it's just a mere crucifying your flesh. It's stop letting your flesh have you walking in so much fear. Galatians says, for you were called for freedom, brothers. But do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Use it, it says, rather serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is Galatians 5 and 13. Love your neighbor as yourself. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions. And as I remember when Jesus left, he said, now I'm going to leave you with one commandment. One that's going to take care of all of the 10 under Moses. One. What is it? To love you one another. As I have loved. If you do that, you'll take care of those 10 commandments. You won't kill and steal and covet it and all this stuff. Why? Because you're going to have so much love for one another. Matthew said, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, to be a follower of me, you must deny yourself, your flesh, and take up your cross and follow me. Paul in Romans said, knowing this, that our old self, old man, was crucified with Jesus. That's right. When Jesus was crucified and everything was nailed to the cross, we were too, our fleshly was too. Now we be reborn, re-resurrected like Jesus in order that our hope, that our body of sin might be done away with, the body of sin, the sin, not the body, but the sinful nature, so that we will no longer be slaves to sin. Oh, Paul went on and said, be not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you, you discern the will of God. Let me continue because we got to get to the communion. And so you need to renew your mind. Renew, start working on your thoughts. Start denying those desires and passions. That's right. And start reading the word of God daily. That's right. accept him now, accept Jesus as your son right now. He said, verily I said to you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter or see the kingdom of God. That's right. So somebody right now, just repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Be the Lord of my mind, body. And so I accept you as the Son of God. And I believe that you're the one that died on the cross. And you're coming again. In Jesus' name, amen. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Say, I thank you, Lord, for saving me from a burning hell. Amen. Amen. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you are now a new creature. And all those old things have passed away. God, he don't even recognize it. And behold, all things have become new. Get ready for the communion and get your bread and your juice together. Amen. Communion. For there is a fountain filled with blood that's drawn from Emmanuel's vein, Jesus' vein on the cross. Sinners can plunge now beneath that blood, and we lose all our guilty stain. I'm going to pray and concentrate your elements as we come now, Lord Jesus, to this communion table. I kneel before God Almighty in grateful remembrance of what Jesus have done for us at Calvary's cross. With a heart of humble thanksgiving, we thank you, Lord Almighty God. Hear us, O merciful Father, who of your tender mercy did give your only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, who may therefore offer himself a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. We humbly beseech you and grant that we, receiving these, your elements of bread and wine and sacraments of communion, be anointed and consecrated according to your Son, Jesus Christ's institution, in remembrance of his death, burial, and resurrection until he coming again. In Jesus' name we pray, we confess Jesus as the Lord, as the Son of God, as our Savior who died on the cross. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Amen. Well, that night Jesus met with the disciples, and Jesus, he have looked up to heaven and gave thanks, and he took the bread and broke it. And he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is crucified for you, for the New Testament, for the New Covenant. Listen, do this in remembrance of what I just did for you. Take your bread and eat it. We are proclaiming the victory of the covenant and the Lord's death on the cross. And then, in the same manner, he looked up to heaven and gave thanks. Amen. He took the cup, and he passed it around, and he said, listen, take, this is the New Testament of my blood shed. Take, as often as you think about it, remember it, drink it in remembrance of me, for I did it. This wine, this juice represent the blood that was for the remission of your sins. Take and drink it as the new covenant for the forgiveness of your sins and the remission of them. Because it says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Jesus did it all while he was a sacrificial lamb. Take, drink it. And he said, as often as you eat the bread and drink, you are showing that you believe in the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection, and you believe in Jesus as the Lord and Savior until he comes. Amen. You're worth it. Amen. Amen. Somebody tell God, thank you. Praise the Lord. Hey, praise the Lord. Now, if you'd like to give to this church ministry, 2 Corinthians 9 chapter says that purpose, whatever you purpose in your heart, don't give it grudgingly. Don't give it out of necessity, because God loves a cheerful giver. That's right. He cheerfully gave, God cheerfully gave his son, and he cheerfully welcomes and receive anything we want to offer back cheerfully. Go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com, or write to us, as many have are doing now. Write to us, Post Office Box 158, Dollar City, North Carolina, and the zip code is 27344. Listen, send something if you notice, Jerusalem is an agriculture state. The Bible, look at the parables, fig trees and everything, sowing a seed time out, everything is based on agriculture. Seeing something, yes, you have been confused with some of the TV preachers talking about a seed and feel like you take advantage of it. Listen, don't let the devil take what God had for good. And then you don't get blessed because you think of somebody trying to get over. Use your discernment, and you know who are and who is for real and who's not. Listen, send something as a seed so we can use it to plant in the garden with your name on it. So then you can go back and reap that harvest. You know, back in the day, they would plant a garden, and for the community, some people said, well, this is my row. And some of the children would say, this is my row over here. And the other one would say, well, this is my row. And they kind of have a thing about who can keep their row the cleanest and which a vegetable grows the best in one row versus the other. So this is your row. Plant the seed in this in your row. And this is your harvest to come up in your row. And it's going to come up in abundance. But you got to tell me you don't have anything. $5, $1. You got something. Do like the lady, 2 pennies, 1 penny. You got something to sow. Too many have stuff. You're going out to eat and you're doing everything is buying happy meals and combos, but won't give God anything. Give him something to use. What did he tell the lady when they was in there? He said, go and find some pots. Get them from the neighbors. Bring the pots. And he filled it up for him. He could have just said, boom, there it is. Close your eyes, open them, there it is. No, he said, go and bring me something to use. We on earth. So he said, as whatever you loose on earth, that's where he'll loose in heaven. So you don't want to loose nothing, keep it in your hand. Just keep it tight. That's right. It won't go out, but guess what? Can't anything come in either. Amen. Let me give you the benediction and pray over you, Lord, Father, God Almighty. Whatever they give him, Lord, I pray, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You give him 1,000-time return, turn it 100-fold. And, Lord, I pray for those that give it. Lord, we have some young folk that gave mightily. Oh, Lord, mightily. You know what they gave. It was just almost unbelievable to the church people, traditionals, that the young person would give this kind of money. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We honor you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless them all for whatever they give, from a penny all the way up to a million and 10 million, whatever it is. We count it all joy, and we plant that seed. And, Lord, we know that you will water it. Hallelujah. And we'll keep nourishing it and showing it love and keep the weeds out of it. And so they can receive and reap their harvest. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank the Lord for our life, health, and strength. We pray that we continue to walk in faith, not by sight, and not in fear, because the Lord, you're on our side. Hallelujah. Go with us and stand by us, Lord. Open our eyes. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray, and I pray that they prosper and be in good health as the soul prosper. I'm Pastor Wilson for True Community Church, where everybody is somebody, and Jesus is Lord.
Take my hands, they are yours to use. Take my feet, I will follow you. Fill my mouth, give me words to pray. Break my heart with what brings you pain.
bless you and thank you so much for listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We've got more music coming up at the top of the hour, all the way up to 8 o'clock this evening. Want you to stay with us. We're going to take a 60-second break, and you're listening by mobile phone or by your home line phone. Every 3 hours, you'll have to call back in because we take a 60-second break to set up the next 3 hours of the program. So if you're cut off, dial back in, and you can continually listen to the very best in gospel music. More music. And we thank all of you. Thank Pastor Wilson for that awesome word on today. And those of you, as you continually move forward in this day and time, stay focused. Don't get caught up with your time spending all on the internet, going over Facebook with everybody. And you know, that's something that the enemy tries to do, to get us distracted and to lose time spending that with Jesus. God bless you. Stay right where you are. More gospel music coming your way. We'll be right back. Got to take a 60-second break right after this.
He is my faithful Father, calling me out of the dark. I cannot whisper the way what he said in the light. He is my firm foundation. My anchor won't be moved. Storms may collide, but my soul